Exclusive: Trump's former ICE chief, Biden's open borders overwhelming, social services for Americans. By John Binder on August 22, 2022. Former President Trump's acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Director Thomas Homan says President Joe Biden's open borders agenda is resulting in overwhelmed American school systems, hospitals, and social services. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow, Homan said the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release operation, which is adding thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to the United States population every day, is burdening public services meant for taxpaying Americans. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Tom Homan, August 18, 2022. Right now, border crossers and illegal aliens are traveling to every city and state in the country with their taxpayer-funded airline tickets to the destination of their choice, Homan said, detailing Biden's catch-and-release operation. We already see many schools being overcrowded, especially on the East Coast. Elementary schools being overcrowded, high schools being overcrowded, and these children just don't speak English, they don't speak the language, Homan continued. Homan pointed to New York City, where Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., is busing border crossers on a daily basis. As Breitbart News reported, the city's homeless shelters are being strained and pushed to the limits as a result. Mayor Eric Adams has also warned that the city's public schools, hospitals, infrastructure, and neighborhoods will be impacted by the influx of illegal immigration. Hospitals are being overwhelmed, social services are being overwhelmed, Homan said. Look at New York City, one of the biggest cities in the world, and they're saying their social services are being overcrowded, and that's what happens. It's overwhelming the school systems, the hospital systems, and the social services costs across the country, he continued. Homan said the main driver of illegal immigration at the moment is that border crossers and illegal aliens are well aware that their chances of being deported from the U.S. by the Biden administration are slim to none. The bottom line is, if you're not being detained and you get a final order of removal, if you're an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, you only leave 3% of the time. If you're a family unit, you only leave 6% of the time. If you're a single adult, you leave 18% of the time, Homan said. These are people who turn themselves over to the Border Patrol and enter the system. No one is looking to remove you, he continued. The Secretary of Homeland Security has decapitated ICE. He has said that being in the country illegally is not enough to be arrested, so they all know they'll get into the United States, not be detained, be released, and they're never leaving. From February 2021 to May 2022, alone, Biden has released over a million border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, twice the population of Wyoming and larger than the population of Austin, Texas. This figure does not include the hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens released into American communities in June or July. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.